Chaos reigns supreme in France and Luka Modric is the world's best footballer. This is TRT World's daily news brief for Tuesday, December 4th. Chaotic protests continue in France over high taxes on fuel products. Behind the protests is the Yellow Vest movement, who are calling on for more demonstrations against France's economic inequalities and new laws. Ambulance drivers, paramedics and students heeded to the call and began protesting against new laws affecting them. The government has been lambasted for their handling of the crisis that has killed at least three and injured hundreds. CIA Director Gina Haspel will finally have the chance to brief the US Senate on Jamal Khashoggi's killing. The CIA has reportedly concluded that Khashoggi was killed on the orders of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Riyadh denies the allegations, and President Donald Trump defied calls to review US relations with Saudi, saying it would hurt Washington more than Riyadh. World leaders desperately need to avert a rise in global temperatures before the end of the century. This is the message at the UN's crucial summit on climate change in Poland. World leaders, scientists and lawmakers will work to change the rules from the Paris Climate Accord to slash 45% of greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2030. It was hugs all around for three astronauts on board a Soyuz rocket after it successfully docked on the International Space Station after orbiting Earth four times. The Soyuz successfully lifted off from Kazakhstan with no issues. 2 months ago, a different crew was forced to abort their mission and make an emergency landing minutes after launch. And finally, I cannot believe I've lived to see another Ballon d'Or winner besides Messi or Ronaldo. Yes, that's right. Real Madrid's Croatian midfielder Luka Modric is now FIFA's world's best player. And on the women's front, Lyon's Norwegian striker Ada Hegerberg won the inaugural Women's Award. The coveted Ballon d'Or has since 1956 been awarded only to a men's player, but this is the first year there's been an award for female footballers. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.